Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsleps.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General Homer, you've got to get us out of here now! I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are on the air.
Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's April 30th. It's the last day of April. It's hard to believe, but it's totally true. I don't know what to tell you.
15 days after the government extorted money from you.
Yeah, and there's still horror stories on that front. Okay. All right. I'll discuss that tonight on your Economic Provenance show. I heard some horrible stories on... that they want to raise the capital gains tax because and they want to tax the rich because of racial discrimination.
it's crazy stuff. Government blows right now. What can I tell you?
Oh my God. Okay. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Granada Forum Radio Program, Natural Healthy Connections. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial free listener supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.org, that's freedomslips.org, O-R-G, and freedomslips.net, N-E-T. We're also located at iTunes, Roku, Rumble Now, TalkStream Live, and revolution.radio, that's revolution.radio. So besides freedomslips.org and .net, you can go to revolution.radio. Like I said, iTunes, Roku, Rumble, TalkStream Live. So we're on many, many channels. iTunes, yep. So you can get a hold of us. We've got a good program today. I've got Life Away coming on about the stem cells. So the good stuff there, just wear it, guys, and stem cells. And they're having a tremendous success. It's one of the largest companies to be growing because it is stem cells. You just wear it. And by the way, within a couple of weeks, people get results pretty fast with the stem cells because you're wearing it. And so people are having good results with it, and that's going to be great. So the main thing is you just stay healthy and you get stem cells back in us. So that's always a good thing. All right. So we're going to be on at 10 o'clock with Gottfried and John at 10 for Life Away for the stem cells. I'm going to have Mark coming on at 9:30, and so we get to some announcements, and then me and Nick will toss it around a little bit too. All kinds of stuff going on. It's never a dull moment. What's going on in the country? So we'll get to it. Okay. Let me get to the where did I put it? That's always a good one. Where did I put it? There you go. Okay. All right. Nope. No, that's not it either. Here. Nope. That's not it. Okay. Usually I have this all prepared, but I forgot to grab it. I think it's right here. I got it. Okay. All right. By the way, it is the 30th of April. Tomorrow is May 1st, but today's the last day of April. April has just come with a bang. I don't really know where it went. It just came with a bang. Okay, here we go. All righty. Gives out some information so people can get things. And okay, here we go. All righty. All right. I take this every day. I know Nick takes it. Mark takes it, and Nikki takes it. Cowgirl. It's Extendivite. Extendovite. Extendovite. It's pretty amazing stuff. It maintains cholesterol, maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absent-mindedness. It's got garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, milk thistle. It comes in capsules, very tiny capsules, which I take. And it comes in a tincture. It comes in a liquid as well. The best is one of the guys that sells it, and we just love him. It says, I suffered a mass heart attack. I did nothing about it. I called 911 like I should have. I waited almost an hour before going to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, I passed out. The doctors who examined me told my wife to go home, prepare for the worst. They did not expect me to survive that night. Modern medicine saved my life that day. I lost 35% of my heart to damage and tissue, and I was told I'd be on disability soon. I just turned 43. A few months later, I found out about some garlic and cayenne mix, so I bought some, so I like the idea of something natural. 7 months later, I felt a pain in my chest, a poking pain, not a squeezing pain. I went to my doctors to have some tests done, and they could not find any damage to my heart tissue or any blockage. So my doctors also took me off all my medications. My doctors also gave me a copy of my medical records and told me that no one believed that you had a heart attack. I was in 110%, better shape than the average man my age, and I got out of her office. They also gave me a copy of my medical records. So now I want you to know, Nikki had to go in for surgery for her heart because she had a little hole, and they had to go fix it. And she's been taking Extendivite and also CardioClear. They didn't have to. All her arteries were clear, so they could go in and just fix the little part of her heart that was having problems because she was on Extendivite and the CardioClear by Super Good Stuff. So, guys, if you take this, it's pre-prevention from heart attacks, from all kinds of stuff, because your arteries will stay clear, and that's the whole thing, is to keep your arteries clear and keep everything nice and maintain your blood pressure. I take it every day. I just took my tube before going on the show, and I swear by it. So, and I know Nick takes it, and Nikki takes it, of course, and now Mark takes it now, and we love it. So go to www. What'd you say?
Keep those blood clots out.
Oh, God, yeah. Go to www.heartdrop.com. That's www.heartdrop.com. Toll-free number for this, guys, 1-877-928-8822. 1-877-1877, area code, 928-928-8822. That's 8822. So 1-877-928-8822. I love it, so I know you will, and it's a good product. And if you take that and the stem cells, boy, you'll be good to go. Our good buddy Steve Mason was at Conscious Life. He was also at the Living Expo up in North. for www.livepine.com. His is a tincture. It creates more myelin in your system. But if you take his stuff, it's a liquid, like a drop a day. I guarantee you, you'll fight off all kinds of stuff. Go to www.livepine.com. His phone number is 510 area code 750-7055. That's 510-750-7055 for livepine.com. Check them out. Okay. All right. I got to call these guys and get them on. Folumpx, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. There's only two companies, theirs and I think Dr. Schultz, to take out heavy metal and radiation poisoning. And this is why this was started, because of Chernobyl. Go to YouTube. There's a video. Check them out at F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. Phone number is 818-996-4325, 818-996-4325 for FolumPX.com. So check them out. All right, and good stuff there. Always good to have in the house, because you never know. There you go. Our good buddies at C60PurplePower.com, C60PurplePower.com. It's an ultimate antioxidant, comes in a liquid. You take a teaspoon with water, it comes in avocado, coconut, and olive oil. And you just take a teaspoon, put it with the water, and a phenomenal absorption weight, but it's an ultimate antioxidant. And it's an inflammatory, promotes immune function, mental focus, cell efficiency, and it's a super antioxidant. So go to C60PurplePower.com, C60PurplePower.com at 1-800-367-9364, at 1-800-367-9364. Mention us, give a discount. There you go. All right. We're going to try to get Frank back on. Frank was in at the Expo West, because he had other things doing. But if you're looking for an alternative medicine doctor or a second opinion, go to www.cancercontrolsociety.org. That's cancercontrolsociety.org and .com. All kinds of information there at www.cancercontrolsociety.com and .org. Try them both. Their phone number, though, is a 323 area code, 323 area code, 663-7801, 663-7801. Even though if you don't got cancer, thank God you don't, but you're looking for an alternative medicine doctor on all kinds of fields and looking for a second opinion, call them, because they'll be able to find somebody in your neighborhood or tell you who's one of the best in the business. So go to 323 area code 663-7801, 663-7801 at the 323 area code, and that's www.cancercontrolsociety.org, www.cancercontrolsociety.org, and .com. Check them out. Okay. Our good buddy Caitlin Kate and Vive Up, all kinds of EMF products, stuff to wear in the shoes, stuff to drink out of. She's wonderful. Go to her website at VibeUp, VibeUp.com, at VibeUp.com for Caitlin Kate. Great stuff there. VibeUp.com, VibeUp.com. Check her out, Caitlin Kate. Hey, if you're looking for ozone, one of the best doctors in the world, of course, is Dr. Robert Rowan. That's why we recommend him. R-O-W-E-N, Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, and Dr. Sue, his wife, SU.com, so Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue, SU.com, Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, and then DRSU.com. Their phone number is 707, area code 707-578-7787, that's 707-578-7787 for Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue.com. Check them out. Okay, our buddy Nick Delgado, if you're looking for Get Your Blood Tested Under Dark Light, check him out. Go to DelgadoProtocols.com. That's DelgadoProtocols.com. Their phone number is 1-866-472-5792. 866-319-0566. That's 866, area code 866-319-0566. For Nick Delgado, that's his last name is D-E-L-G-A-D-O. So D-E-L-G-A-D-O, protocols, P-R-O-T-O-C-O-L. So DelgadoProtocols.com, check his website out. And then his phone number again is 1-866-319-0566. So check him out. There you go. All right. Our two good buddies who sell also EMF products for Shungite, the Zorb, www.thezorb.com. You can stick stuff on your phones. You're going to need the protection, your laptops. Also people who got, unfortunately, who have smart meters. You can just put this on, and it'll take a lot of the EMF going on. And you can put them on the bottom or the top. They just stick on, ladies and gentlemen. Go to www.thezorb.com, www.thezorb.com, or call Warren at 904, area code 904-444-2345, 904-444-2345 for www.thezorb.com. Get the Shungite. That's on the stealth airplanes. It's on all the fighter planes of bombers. That's why it works. So, especially if you've got, you know, if you've got smart meters, ladies and gentlemen, you don't realize how much is coming into your apartments, your condos, your houses. And these are little dots you can just stick on, and it will take off a lot of the EMF. And you just don't understand. With the 5G going on, people just don't get this. This is extremely important. The other company we recommend is Elizabeth Proud. It's also a dot. SmartDotsUS.com, SmartDotsUS.com. I recommend both because it's like a yin and a yang, in my opinion. They work really good together. 949-551-3397 for Elizabeth Proud's number. 949-551-3397 for SmartDotsUS.com. That's SmartDotsUS.com. Okay. Super good stuff. His CardioClear is one of the best to keep your arteries because I believe it has EDTA in it. You just need to keep your arteries clear. That prevents a heart attack, stroke, and especially for the people who have taken the vax, unfortunately, the bioweapon. Oh, by the way, I'm going to mention something as soon as we're done with announcements in the state of Arizona. Interesting stuff going on in the state of Arizona. Supergoodstuff.com, that's supergoodstuff.com. Recommend us. Give you a discount, but he's very knowledgeable. If some of you guys have certain types of ailments, call Keith. He's really good. His phone number is 949-651-6355, 949 area code 651-6355. I think they do a weekly or a monthly, sometimes like a chat thing, you know, for certain types of health. So you can get on with them and just ask them about it. Go to supergoodstuff.com. That's supergoodstuff.com for Keith Morey. Wonderful man. Smart man. Another smart man is Ola Lola. I take it. Nikki takes it. Nick takes it. It's O-L-A, O-L-A-L-O-A, O-L-A-L-O-A, Ola Lola. Toll-free number. Go to drinkyourvitamins.com on the web. Drinkyourvitamins.com. Drinkyourvitamins.com. One of the best bees on the market, which is extremely important. The stuff comes in cranberry and raspberry and also a tropical fruit and all kinds of good flavors. Just put it in water juice, but it'll help you keep the doctor away. It comes in it's a liquid powder package. I mean, a powder package. You just put it with water or juice. It's wonderful. It tastes good. It has like 20-something, 30-something vitamins and minerals. So this thing is packed. It's loaded. It just works. That's drinkyourvitamins.com. His toll-free number is 1-800-800-9550. 1-800-800-9550. That's Ola Lola. 1-800-800-9550 for Ola Lola. Drinkyourvitamins.com. That's Greg Coonan. Drinkyourvitamins.com at 1-800-800-9550. Okay, we're almost done. If you're looking for vitamin C, there's a couple of companies that make it in powder, which is important. One of them is Bioenergy C. You can go to worldsgreatestvitaminc.com, worldsgreatestvitaminc.com at 1-800-800-9550. 674-3250 at 1-800-674-3250 for world's greatest vitamin C. The other one is Nature's Force. They come, Sprouts has it. It comes in a powder. You can buy it there too, or online, Nature's Force. And they make a vitamin C in a powder. One of my best companies that I take every day, that's why my skin is fairly soft, and I don't look my age, is because I take collagen and you have to. It just helps with your skin and your joints. I take it direct. So go to BioCellTechnologies.com. That's BioCellTechnologies.com. Go on the website, www.BioCellTechnologies.com. Their phone number, 714-632-1231. 714-632-1231. That's 714-632-1231 for www.BioCellTechnologies.com. And I use it every day, so I love it. So it's good stuff. Yep. Okay, last but not least, and we want to say to you that I have one, Mark has one, and now Nick has one. We got him a sauna. Yep, we did. We got him a sauna. I know Nick is happy about it because he's been using it. But let me just tell you a few things about the sauna. Look, this doesn't cost $5,000 or $6,000 or $8,000. This doesn't take 45 minutes to heat. You just turn it on and you've got heat automatically. It helps with Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, increases circulation, helps relieve pain, improves detoxification, helps clear cellulite and acne, decreases stiffness and swelling, decreases inflammation, improves cardiovascular condition, burns calories, promotes healthy immune system, relieves tension, stress, and fatigue. It's invigorating, helps you feel great, helps you with depression and autism, heats up instantaneously, which it does. Also, too, I notice my skin is so much softer. I love it. I love my sauna. So go to www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com. It's infrared. It's anti-aging. It's just great. www.relaxsaunas.com, momentum98@gmail.com, momentum, O-M-E-N-T, 98@gmail.com, momentum98@gmail.com, or just call Phil, because he's the best. 626 area code, 200-200-8454. That's 626 area code, 200-200-8454, 626-200-8454 for www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com. I swear by mine. Nick has been using his, and it just does so many things for the body. And this also too keep your arteries clear, because it gets rid of toxin, reduces body fat. You know, it's anti-aging, burns calories. It's enhances detoxification. It boosts the melanocytosis system. But I love mine, and I swear by it. And guys, it doesn't cost $1,300. You know. Doesn't cost $14,000, $15,000, $2,000, or $3,000, $4,000. You can put this in your house for very little money. Doesn't take up hardly any room, which it doesn't. And I love mine. So go to www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com, R-E-L-A-X-Saunas, S-A-U-N-A-S.com, or call Phil at 626-200-8454, 626-200-8454. 284-54 at momentum98@gmail.com, momentum98@gmail.com. Guys, get one of these in your house. It's the best. And if you mention us, we'll give you a discount too. But it's probably the best thing you can really buy for your body. And the thing is, you'll use it, especially if you live in cold weather, guys. This is something you want. Because if you go in it, I go in it for 30 minutes. I put my mom in it for 20. And I just love it. And when I don't use it, I can feel the difference. That's what I can tell you. So I love mine, and I hope you will too. So, Nick, how do you like your sauna?
I like it.
Okay.
Comes in handy up here in the just under the Great White North, especially since we get always tons and tons of overcast days up in this part of the country. So pop right in, warm right up, call it a day. It's all good.
It's good. It feels good after you're done. It just your body feels better.
Oh, you start sweating out a lot of the toxins and whatever that were in
right.
you,
right.
which is always a good thing.
Right.
So, no, it's a really cool looking little sauna. That, you know, you just plug it in, turn it on, and away you go.
Right. I swear by it. Yeah, it's just wonderful. Just wonderful. Okay. All right. I got to tell you this about Arizona. Okay. The state of Arizona has passed a law that they do not have a vaccine. They will not allow bioweapons into their state. Anything with MRA in it, they are said no way. So they have passed a law in the state of Arizona that you cannot have MRA in their state because they realize that this is a complete bioweapon, and they said no more. They have grabbed
the bull
by the balls. What?
Did the governor sign it?
I think they passed it in their legislation in their house, in their part of it, branch.
Yeah, because I know the governor.
They didn't wait for the governor because they know
she's a screaming liberal.
Well, I don't believe she even won. Believe she even won.
They actually declared the mRNA vaccines a biological weapon of war.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's a resolution, so it's not exactly law, but.
Okay, but they passed a resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're scared of this stuff. They realize this is, you know, it's never going to be ending with these guys. And COVID was such a lie, such a joke. People are, you know, I don't know if America's even really gone back to some type of normalcy because of all the damage that they've really done.
So here's what it is. They got 96% of the vote voted in favor of it.
I don't know
who the other 4% morons are, but there they are.
Right.
So the resolution calls for Katie Hobbs to make the sale and distribution of all mRNA shots in the state a criminal offense.
Right.
And for the attorney general there to immediately seize all COVID injections and perform forensic analysis on the so-called vaccines.
Right.
Katie Hobbs isn't going to do jack.
Probably not.
I mean, we already know where she's coming from. I don't think she's going to do anything.
Well, listen to me. There was a lady, a 29-year-old, very very nice looking lady, business lady, and she ended up having a heart attack. And as soon as she got to the emergency room, you know, they hooked her up and said, "Yeah, you're having a heart attack. We're getting you. You know, calm down. We're getting on top of this. So, you know, don't worry, don't panic." And the first thing they asked, they said to her, "You took the bioweapon, they took the vaccine," and she said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Yeah, that's why you're having the heart attack."
Yeah, exactly.
29 years old and having a heart attack. And this is the problem is this. You don't read about this in mainstream media. You don't hear about this because, you know, you're not an athlete or you're not a celebrity. But you got to listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening all over the country, not just in Arizona. Every Republican state is having the same problems, and not just the 29-year-olds. You've got all these kids.
You
17, 20
you
year
have,
olds.
You have athletes that are in their prime.
Oh yes,
having heart attacks.
That's correct. And they're happening all over the country. The mainstream media will not cover this. But any decent doctor understands when they got all these people coming in having heart attacks, they know it's from the bioweapon. So the Arizonans have grabbed the bulls by the balls to pass a House resolution. Now, we understand that their governor is a coup d'etat governor, but they are putting the governor on notice in the state of Arizona that they're not going to tolerate it. They do not want it, period, because they know that so many kids have had heart attacks, and also too, they don't like to talk about this, but when you go to funeral parlors where you've got morticians, they've had more kids and more young people than they've ever experienced in their lives, and they can't even embalm them because they can't get the needles to put the embalming fluid, the blood out, because of all the blood clots, because of all the graphene that's in the body from the bioweapons. And this doesn't get talked about enough on mainstream. It just doesn't get mentioned. So if you do a little research, even if you don't believe me, you can check this out. This is true. So
well,
if you
here's the thing, too. They're actually starting to admit that now. AstraZeneca just came out because they're in a legal fight over side effects from their jab that they made, and they're saying, yeah, well, you know, rarely it can cause clots. We know that. Say, like, wait a minute.
Oh my God. We
knew this a while ago.
Right.
So they had to admit this in court during a lawsuit that they're or a legal fight that they're having.
Right.
But man, you never would get them to admit that a couple of years ago. And it was always every single one of them, Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. It was all deny. And now that they're being sued, they have to fess up and say, yeah, this is a problem. Even my dog doesn't like it. But so we on this show and a whole bunch of other people like Sharon Tenpenny and Robert Malone and Peter McCullough and the list goes on and on and on. People were warning us about the side effects of these things years ago, saying, don't take the bioweapon shot. It's going to kill you. And here it is. Now they're coming out saying, yeah, well, you know, there were some problems with it, but you know, it's like, well, 20 million people and counting dead is a direct causality of taking this thing.
Right.
Okay, and how many more adverse effects have we been having? And now AstraZeneca finally comes out and says, yeah, it's true. Anthony Fauci needs to be put in jail, period.
Oh, God. It just,
okay?
For the
end
rest
of
his life, because they're just so evil what they did. For something like COVID, you could give everybody ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quinine. Just give them quinine. I took quinine. I got well.
But remember, they virtually banned hydroxy and ivermectin.
I know, right? So
Joe
they
Rogan
can give
gets
you a bioweapon.
Says, yeah,
I mean, it's so sadistic. The genocide that's happened in the world and in our country, and Nick, it's just outrageous.
Yeah. Like Joe Rogan got up and said that, yeah, he caught COVID and he took ivermectin and a couple of other things and monoclonal antibodies to fight it, and he never took the vaccine, and he was demonized in the fake stream media.
Right.
And doctors, like Americans Frontline doctors, they all came out and said, hydroxy is and ivermectin is what you need to treat this thing with. They were attacked viciously. Some of them got their licenses taken. You know, they were called conspiracy theorists. It's like, no, this is a medical doctor, okay?
Right.
Licensed.
Well, I didn't get COVID until about 2 years into it, just after 4th of July. And then I just went and made quinine out of grapefruit and gave some to me and my mom. And I was still functioning and did things. And within 2 days, I was perfectly fine. I mean, I didn't have any on my chest or nothing. And I was just like fine. So I was just
I just took vitamins. I took zinc.
That's what I said.
I went specifically to the market with Angelica. That's all I did. And if I ever had COVID, I don't know it. I never had any symptoms. None whatsoever.
They sprayed so much stuff on us in Southern California that it was just in the chem. But I did feel my chest being heavy a little bit. But I took the quinine and made it out of a grapefruit. And you know what? Within a day or 2 days, I was just fine, no problem. My mom and we were just like, okay, cool. But we didn't have anything shoved up our nose. I didn't take no biological weapon, and this is crazy.
No, I refused it.
Every time somebody offered to
do a test on me, I said, absolutely not. I don't trust you people. And they were setting up those stupid little pop-up tents all over the place.
Everywhere. And people had stuff shoved up their nose. And what they don't realize is that they had nanotechnology stuck up their nose. Nanotechnology.
Well,
this is absolutely just horrific and unbelievable. This is just total Dr. Mengele.
And look at where they were putting it, too, with those really long cotton swabs. They were jamming it right into the very smallest part, well, the thinnest part of a membrane wall that goes right into your brain at the back of your nose.
Right.
Yeah, it's called a cribriform bone. And it's right where you can just penetrate it, and some people we're getting bad headaches. Some people are getting neurological disorders because it's right there between the brain and the top of the nasal passage. But it's like a cartilage. It's not even like a bone, so you can penetrate it if you overdo it. But I was going to say about this whole thing with the bioweapon is let's not forget there's remedies for the people that are still walking around alive. EDTA, vitamin C.
Right.
You know, get rid of this stuff. Ivermectin, get rid of the parasites.
Go on Peter McCullough's website and look up his detox program. And he's only one of a bunch. There's a few other detox programs out there.
Go to Paul Merrick, FLC.
By the way,
go to Dr. Anna Maria Mahalcha's website.
Yeah. By the way, this is where that sauna comes in really handy, too, because you will sweat this stuff out of you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like the perfect cure, but you will remove a lot of this stuff out of you by sitting in that sauna.
Well, the nanotech, the hydrogel, the mRNA, if there is mRNA, some people say there's not. They say that was a cover story. But the main thing is that bill in Arizona, it should cover everything that's in it, not just mRNA, nanotech, hydrogel, synthetic biology, all of it, okay?
I got a feeling, though, if they put that kind of language into the resolution, it would have been shot down.
Yeah,
because they would have been conspiracy theorists
whatever. There's a thing called legality. And I saw it with the Space Preservation Act when Dennis Kucinich listed everything by name. Yeah, they made it retracted, but guess what? It was still part of the public record and can still be dug out.
Right.
So the importance of putting all those terms and all of those type of technologies in the resolution or bill is because even if the bill gets vetoed by that heinous governor in Arizona, right? Even if the bill doesn't make it, okay, the language will still be a part of the public record.
Right. Well, here's what it says.
Somebody
posted it up online on Twitter, the language of it. It says, whereas strong, incredible evidence shows COVID-19 and COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons, and Pfizer's clinical data revealed 1,223 deaths, 42,000 adverse cases, 158,000 adverse incidents and approximately 1,000 side effects, and an enormous number of people have died or have been permanently disabled after having been injected by the COVID-19 injections, and strong, incredible evidence from Sweden exists that COVID mRNA shots alter human DNA, and government agencies, media, tech companies, and other corporations have committed enormous fraud by claiming COVID injections are safe and effective. And the Florida Department of Health has called for a halt to the mRNA injections and continued experimentation on humans. And denial of informed consent are violations of the Nuremberg Code and therefore constitute crimes against humanity. resolved on behalf of the preservation of the human race, the 2024 Arizona Republican Party presidential nominating convention delegates call upon Governor Hobbs and the state legislature to prohibit the sale and distribution of COVID injections and all mRNA injections in Arizona, and for the Arizona Attorney General to immediately seize all COVID injections and mRNA injections in Arizona and perform forensic analysis on the so-called vaccines, in quotes. So that's what they got. That's what they...
So you know, that sounds like a resolution to me.
It is a resolution.
It is a resolution.
Okay, so the resolution, right, once it gets passed and it doesn't mention the other stuff that I mentioned, then that cannot be a legal position because it's not in there, and then they're going to have discovery for those things.
Yeah.
That was my position on that. When you mention everything, right, like they should have also mentioned that Pfizer's FOIA document also admitted to 1,246 major effects as a result of this bioweapon. All right.
Well, this is just the Arizona GOP. This isn't even their legislature. So, I don't think Katie Hobbs is going to really put a whole lot of effort into doing any of this stuff.
Well, I know she won't. She was part of rigging her own election. Come on.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, let the Secretary of State verify that this was a legal and an unobstructed election, that all things were done fair and legally. Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm the governor.
But it's so unbelievable is that when it went to the judge, the judge goes, yeah, there's illegal criminality. This is illegal. Yeah, all this did happen, but I'm not going to do anything about it. That's what he said. He goes, I know this has been all, you're right, but I'm not going to do anything about it. So it's just
I'm in charge of the Powerball lottery, and I can't believe I won.
Yeah, here's
that
the
kind
deal.
Of a thing.
Yeah.
The biggest county with the most votes, right, for Miss Lake, who should be in office, right, Miss Lake, is she, right, the biggest county that was going to vote for her. Mysteriously, all their voting machines were malfunctioning.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was part of Maricopa County. They said 69% or something. They weren't even working. People, they said, you can't go to another poll and vote. And they would fix it, and they sent tens of thousands of people away, and it was just a big – it was absolute – listen to me. The criminality of what happened in Arizona is so bad. I pray to God because the fact that they put this through as a resolution. I pray to God that Maricopa County in Arizona and the sheriff's departments and the fire departments and people in the counties have gotten together to fix their problems so they – because this presidential election, listen, I heard a little bit of some news last night in the middle of the night, and they said that they want to tax all the wealthiest people in the country, and the reason why they're doing it is because it's racial inequality. I understand there's billionaires out there, man, and God only knows. And just listen, but they want to tax them for a racial equality, and they're going to raise capital gains. And they're like, do you understand what this is going to do? They said, look, the economy is extremely fragile as it is right now, and it's not good. The inflation is going crazy. And he says, if you do this to some of these things that they want to pass, they said, this will absolutely just devastate America. And get this, they also mentioned this was mentioned because I know we've got your program tonight at 7 to 9 tonight on your program, Nick. But the one guy said that they want the Europeans to oversee the America's economy for everybody in America. So if you have any type of business, somebody from overseas is going to regulate the America's economy. I mean, it's so absolutely absurd. It's so crazy. It's beyond words.
Well, the amazing part to me is that these people who are in Washington, D.C. still haven't figured out that Keynesian economics doesn't work. It never has. By the way, even Keynes didn't invent Keynesian economics. He just compiled a whole bunch of stuff together and wrote a book about it. And it's all the worst parts of how to run an economy. It's all centrally controlled. It's all centrally planned. It's the banks get everything. We've seen that happen. We saw it in 2008. We saw it in 1929.
Right.
We're seeing it happen right now. And they still, for whatever reason, figure we can just keep going on this same track. I mean, but the economy is being destroyed. Yeah, but we can just keep going. We'll kick the can down the road to the next generation, and they still haven't quite got it through their head. They don't understand. The next generation is screwed. Okay, if they keep up the way that they're doing the economics right now, if they keep up with this inflation rate, the stupid taxes, by the way, which income taxes should all be illegal. They actually are, but that's beside the point. But if they keep doing this, there's not going to be anything left. And they want to do it. This whole Cloward and Piven economic strategy that they have to collapse the dollar and go onto a digital currency system. That's absolutely what they want to do, because then they got you by the balls. Okay,
yeah, well,
they will control everything that you buy. And if you don't like you, then you're cut off.
This is the thing, though. Their strategy is the same for just about everything. You know, deny, delay, defer, and then go on with their agenda. We were talking about the vaccine earlier, and now people are finally having the courage and the guts to pass resolutions, to get laws going. But the fact remains, 7 or 6 billion people have been injected with this bioweapon. Either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shots, depending on how scared they were and how much they believed the lies they were told. Okay, so that's just one thing. But put this strategy to the war in Palestine and Israel and Ukraine, parts of Africa. Put the vaccine in there. Put the delay on services in Maui. Right? They do that everywhere. They defer, they deny, they delay. And what do? They continue the agenda. Why do they do it? Because it gives them more time. It gives them more time to get along with the program that they have in place worldwide. So, you know, that's why they say, well, you know, isn't it great someone's doing it? I think it's amazing that resolution came out. You know,
whoever came up with it, God
bless them and God protect them to keep going forward. But here's the thing, you know, these people, like you said, they're not stupid. They're evil, but they're not stupid.
Oh.
And the thing is they use that. They use that strategy, you know, defer, deny, delay everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's the vaccines, the economy, climate change, transgenderism, everything.
Yeah.
Right? As long as they can keep delaying and delaying, delaying and denying, they can keep going on with what they want. They will say, oh, it's got to go to court. Oh, it's got to be appealed. Oh, we have to have another court case.
And all that other stuff is nothing but more than a distraction.
Yeah, so what that gives them, it gives them more and more time to move ahead with their agenda, because it's non-GMOs, it's NGOs, non-government organizations that are orchestrating it, right? So they don't care about, you know, the legislation. They just care about the timeline. Let's keep going. Let's keep it on the timeline. Go ahead. Let them have their trial. Okay, deny that's where. Get a judge in there that won't let them win the case, right? Charge them with faulty charges, but keep delaying, right? And you see that in every arena where they're orchestrating any program they want. You know, I laugh when you know, we were talking about the approval of new funds for the war in Ukraine, the war in Israel, right?
Oh.
And I know a guy, a mechanic, who was driving down the freeway. He had a pothole that was so big it totaled his car.
Yeah.
They won't even fix the freaking potholes in the freaking street.
Well,
here's how they did the pothole thing in Los Angeles when Villaraigosa was the mayor.
Oh, God.
He had that 1 million potholes are going to get fixed in L.A. And I guess at some point they must have hit that number. But what they didn't tell everybody is that they were fixing the same potholes over and over and over again, because they'd come in, dump a little bit of asphalt in there, and within a couple of weeks, it would be a pothole again. And they would go back in, and they would keep counting it that way. So, I mean, these guys are – they really do think that the public is stupid. They think the public is stupid. Okay, yeah, well, they don't think that people are paying attention to anything. And the problem is that with shows like this one and our Friday night show, plus all the other independent media that's out there, is I think – they're starting to maybe figure out that people are watching. Okay, we're connecting dots here now. Okay, we're not being this passive, sitting back and letting the government take care of everything, because we found out that doesn't work anymore. So people are paying attention to what's going on. And unfortunately, they didn't pay attention 4 years ago when we said, don't take the damn shot.
Right.
Okay, we don't even know what's in it. And now we're finding out. So
right,
well, we could have found out a lot sooner, but because this bioweapon was under the direction at the top from the Department of Defense, it's exempt from examination because it falls under a military op. That's why they used it in the COVID scandemic. They used terms like countermeasures instead of medical measures, because it was military. And then you look at the active program out of the National Institutes of Health, and the military's all intertwined in the NIH. So that's a problem. That's why people like Anna Maria Mahalcha were getting this stuff examined in other countries where it was legal to look at what's inside of these vaccines, you know, and they would see the nanotechnology. They would see the nano construction turning into computerized type chips with technology in them to do things. You know, we had freaking Karen Kingston saying there's, you know, at least five different types of synthetic biology in there. You know, you had people like Carrie Madej talking about the hydrogel, right? You had Clifford Carmichael collaborating with Anna Maria Mahalcha saying there are similar components to what's causing Morgellons. And then you have other physicians admitting that there are components of HIV in this.
Yeah.
So once you start tearing it apart, right, then you understand why the 1,246 side effects, major side effects, exist on the Pfizer's FOIA document. Now, the thing that blows my mind, for them to admit that, for the court system and the legal system to see that, and say you knew that you were calling this safe and effective, and it wasn't, and you knew it had almost 1,300 effects. Yeah. So you're trading one effect from getting the boogeyman virus, which I don't believe existed, okay, and trade that for almost 1,300 that can kill you. I mean, every court, every attorney general should be calling for the arrest of anybody, everybody who promoted this.
Period. This is where Scott Scherer's case is going to come in. If he wins, it is going to be a major issue. It's going to be huge in the medical world, because now all these doctors that were prescribing this stuff and forcing it on people at the behest of the government, they're now liable for every death, every adverse reaction, every crippling effect that this thing has had. Okay, they are now going to be under that kind of a thing. And hopefully people will start filing criminal charges against these doctors for doing it.
Well, there's plenty of people filing. It's just, again, defer, delay, deny. That process is in every court when it comes to this, because the wheel already got set in motion, right? Then we got to look at everybody from Donald Trump down to Fauci, down to Birx, down to Ralph Baric, and all these other idiots and liars, right? And say, look, there's no question that these people need to either be in jail or to be hanged, one or the other, okay? They lied, and they're responsible for millions of people being dead. By lying to them, by scaring them to death, by telling them lie after lie, and then having stupid people like Barbara Ferreira having a death count every day.
Skeletor.
Like, yeah, Miss Skeletor. She looked like she was dead when she was given the death count. Yeah. But the point is, right, all these lies, and we know who was doing it. It was the people from the top down in the chain of command. We know it was Zelensky. We know it was Files. We know it was freaking Ralph Baric. We know it was Tedros. We know it was Bill Gates. We know it was all these idiots, right? So they should all be in prison or hanged, one or the other.
Well, here's the thing, too, though. It is illegal. I do believe it is illegal to knowingly put a product on the market that you know will cause harm. Okay? And I'm not talking about the misuse of the product. I'm talking about having a product that you know is going to harm people. I got to look up that statute.
This totally kills people.
You know what it's called? It's called fraud.
Yeah.
You're committing fraud, and fraud is not protected under medical malpractice.
So
that I'm positive of. So, you know, if they commit fraud, then that's a whole different category of a legality. That's why the language is so important, especially with that Arizona resolution, right? When you have different categories where there's a legal battle going on and you can pull in information on a different subject or a different term even. Go back to the Clinton trial with Monica Lewinsky, and they were arguing over the word if.
Is.
And then they were arguing over if he really had sex with her, because oral sex isn't considered sex because it's not intercourse, right? So, I mean, all this legal mumble-jumble where you can get wordplay. Right. Yeah. Where you can get wordplay, a play on words, you know, linguistic gymnastics and so forth. So what happens is if you have more language to work with, you have more things to call for discovery. And when you call for those things, then they have to either battle it, challenge it, or give it out and give the information. You know,
by the way, just before we go into the break, this is how far down the road we've gone with a lot of this stuff. Where there's a new gender out there. You can identify as a season.
So. What? Oh, my God. We'll be right back. We've got stem cells coming back with Gottfried and John. We're going to say a few more words about what's going on. Hold on. We've got a whole another hour on the Natural Healthy Connections going on a forum. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. This is Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message. Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Mountain High Time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness, discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time, right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Good morning and welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki, myself, Nick Pearson, and Mark Gonzalez. We're going to finish up with the last few things we were talking about. Arizona, as you know, did a resolution. All kinds of crazy things going on, but we got some wonderful people coming on from Life Away for the stem cells, so we're looking forward to that one. But you guys want to finish up what you guys were talking about for just a minute or two?
Yeah, I'll just say this. Look, anything that gets done in the direction that's going to promote the public health and also promote morality and decency, I'm for, and I will bless those people. God bless them. But the thing is, right, don't think that any election is going to solve this problem. This is directly a spiritual problem between good and evil. And get on the right side of good, no matter what it is. You know, quit accepting this crap about transgenderism. Quit accepting these lies about what's going on with these wars. Quit accepting, you know, this whole BS about climate change. Quit accepting that and start standing up for what's truthful and honest and real, because they are playing everybody off as fools. And don't be a fool out there. You know, the information's out there. The people that are telling the truth are out there. Some of them have given their lives for this. So I wouldn't take that lightly in the pursuit of doing things that is moral and just for your family and for the people of this planet, of this world. You know, stop falling for all these lies and, you know, stand up for what you know is right. You know, I'll give you an example. I was at Universal Studios with my son this weekend. One parent, it was turned out to be a single parent, left a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old alone in the line sitting against the wall while they went on a ride. Now,
They're lucky they got back.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's not funny. What I did is I stayed there and I chewed out everybody that was working that ride, including the supervisor, and said, where the hell are the parents for these children? I go, you got a two-year-old being watched by a four-year-old, and you're telling me they're on the ride? That's how messed up this society has got, right? And I told myself, I'm going to stay. You know, it's really not funny. It's scary because people are that stupid that they would trust a perfect stranger to watch children that young and go on a freaking ride.
Well, then they'll come back off the ride and they'll be like, I only left them here for a second. It's like, yeah, well, now your kid's being trafficked to some other state and probably not even going to live to the end of the month.
But here's something to show you how politically correct everything is, especially in a company that's controlled by Hollywood, okay? I went and I took a picture of the kid, right? And you should have seen the reaction of the supervisor. Oh, hey, you can't do that. I said, oh, really? I go, I already did it. I go, now here's the other thing I told him. I said, look at how quick you acted for me just taking a picture. But the parents leave two young children here, and you didn't react that way to them? I go, why didn't you take action when they left their kids here and tell them, look, we cannot be responsible for your kids. And by the way, you cannot leave your kids here. You're responsible for them. So you can't go on the ride. They didn't do that. Right? And that's what pissed me off. So what I did do is I made sure the damn parents showed up before I left. That's the kind of responsibility everybody has to take out there. When you know something's wrong, when you know something's immoral, when you know that something like those children could have been endangered and been the next adrenochrome victims, you do something. Yeah. You do the right thing.
You know what I don't understand, Nick, and this is really interesting. When you have to wait till you're like 7 years old or almost six and a half, seven, depending on the child, to take a kid to an amusement park. Okay, just listen, because they won't have any fun, you won't have any fun. But what I don't understand, this is just me, you know, I'm kind of a... If I was Disneyland or Magic Mountain or even Universal, I would hire some couple of people with college degrees and who do family, like daycare. I'm surprised they don't have a giant daycare with proper staffing for like kids that are 2 and 3, 4, 5 years old, so the parents can go in with the rest of the kids and enjoy the park, and then you can pick your kid up in about an hour or two and but I'm surprised
that
they can't just leave.
Well, that's an expense and a liability. That's an expense and a liability I don't think the amusement park wants to take on.
How do you leave your four and two year old
I wouldn't leave kids with the college students either because, they're changing shifts, and during the shift change, your kids are gone. You know, stuff like that.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that I do know that when you go to – you have to wait till your kids at least seven for the kid and you and your family because once your kid gets too young – your 4 year and 2 year olds, not that they don't want to see some characters and stuff like that, but they're really not going to remember it or enjoy it.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah,
so
hold on.
You're a good person, Mark.
Yeah, I'm trying to call you in on Skype, and it ended up hanging up on me, so I got to call you back. All right. That was our guest, by the way.
Godfrey and John.
But for some reason, Skype is giving me crap again, and I got to work my way around this thing to figure out what it's doing.
Okay. By the way, Nick and us and Mark will be back tonight at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we're on from 7 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. We'll be back tonight. Yeah.
Okay, this is driving me nuts. because I'm gonna call this guy and it's gonna drop me from the call from the show. And then I gotta go and figure out how to get back on it again. I'm gonna give it a shot. Come on. Okay, Skype is acting up again.
As by the way, John, Mark, did the supervisor thank you for staying and being specific with the kids?
No, but one of the employees quietly came up to me and said, I'd never do this. I'd have a four-year-old. And so I asked him, well, why the hell didn't you say something to the parents when they left these kids? Or that was all that was said by them.
Mm. All right, I got it to work.
Cool. Knock on wood. Thank you, God.
I don't know. Skype is
good. Morning.
Hey,
good morning,
Gottfried.
Welcome to our program, and welcome to Natural Healthy Connections in Granada Form Revolution Radio.
Thank you.
All right. We're gonna. John's gonna be on with us too, but I just wanna say, look, I'm gonna have you. Is John on yet, Nick?
I'm calling him right now.
Okay, great. Hold on.
Yeah, I had a question for Gottfried on the whole X39 thing. It says the word.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, we got John.
All right, welcome to the show, John. But anyway, Gottfried.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question is on the 12-hour time recommendation they recommend to have it on.
Right.
Now, is... if you go longer than that, is it less effective? Did this start to wear on its ability to generate stem cells? And the other question is, how many applications would you need to equal a single stem cell injection by needle?
There would be no way to figure that out, first and foremost, because what you're doing is waking your own stem cells up naturally with photobiomodulation.
Right.
So the reason they have 12 hours, because that's how they got their patent. And they had put the X39 on the Dantian, three fingers below the belly button, and the C7 on the back of the neck. And that's how they got their patent, that it proved to increase the copper peptide and therefore helping your stem cells and your collagen to increase.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, the other thing is if you use the X39, does that also help purge senescent cells?
What was that?
Does that also purge senescent cells that are of no use inside your body?
Correct. That's what stem cells actually do. As they come up to, with this light phototherapy, this patch, your infrared light reflects back a frequency and a vibration that wakes up the copper peptide, GHK copper peptide. And that starts then cleaning house. So when your stem cells start to multiply in a pluripotent or nuchal state, they start to go up to every cell, and they are universal. So they start bringing every cell that's around them youthful. And if it doesn't want to be youthful or it's wore out, it'll help flush it out naturally and peacefully and lovingly.
Okay, so it will purge the senescent cells because basically they are useless cells.
Correct.
Just take space. You know, in the body. Could you give us, a differentiation between the 39, the 49, and the Eon?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So the X39 is going to activate with phototherapy your GHK copper peptides, which activates stem cell production and collagen production. And the X49 is the AH copper peptide. So it's going to increase your levels of AH copper peptide, which is what brings your muscle to a lean state. So a lot of the people who are working out a lot are using it because it helps bring their muscles to a lean state and help lose weight. But it also increases the respiratory system and its function. And that means you're getting more oxygen in.
How is it doing that? How is it increasing the oxygen in the
lungs? By peptide. Literally, yes, it's the peptide.
So
that's what your peptides do.
So the stem cells are actually promoting production of O2 in your lungs?
Well, it's opening up your respiratory system to function more efficiently. How's that sound?
Peptides, Mark, are their communication devices that the body uses to initiate various chemical processes, inflammation control, and stem cell activation. So that's what this is doing. It's really promoting peptides, and that's what's been the studies have been for 50 years to promote stem cells.
How would you, talking about inflammation, how would you apply and what area of the body using what system, like say meridian system or using, you know, your C3, C4, your L2?
Well, if you don't mind, do you mind if I decide where to apply those?
If you have the different inflammation in different areas, how would you determine exactly where to place the X39 or the other patches?
That's why your Dantian is an important place.
Do you mind if I read the disclaimer real quick?
You don't have to read a disclaimer. Go ahead, Godfrey.
LifeWave products are a lifestyle and general wellness product. They're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical conditions. Always consult with your physician or qualified healthcare provider before embarking on a new treatment and product use, of course, diet, fitness program. All content is created and published online for informational purposes only. So this is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice and should not be relied on as health personal advice. So the success stories are, based on personal accounts, viewpoints, and opinions rather than as well as the research facts. And, there's over 100 clinical trials. And same with patents. I think there's 100 patents.
Yeah,
so anyways, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, if the CDC, the FDA, and the NSA are listening, the disclaimer's been said. So anyway.
Well, it's FDA compliant, and they made a special category for a general wellness category. So it is, the best you can get with compliance.
Yeah, I might add this little caveat. I don't really care what the FDA thinks because they're a bunch of liars anyway, and they're murderers.
Right.
They're the Federal Death Agency. They're not the Food and Drug Agency. They've demonstrated that during COVID in space. But anyway.
Real quick, can you guys give out a website or how do people can get this if they want to order it or something? Then we'll get into
You can get this. Go to lifewave.com. That's LIFE, wave. wave.com/WendyGranataForum. That's WENDY Granada, GRANADAFORUM. Wendy Granada Forum. lifewave.com/WendyGranataForum. And you can see much information. Our main site to look everything up is startx39now.com. That is startx39now.com. That's where we have all the testimonials, all the information that you would need.
Godfrey, let me ask you something, Mark really hopped into the question because he is the hound dog on all this. But let me ask you something. You started this when you started using it, and then you started telling somebody, hey, I've been using this product. Da da da. Can you tell some testimonials and how you also got into this and what it's done for you as well?
Absolutely. I happen to be an energetic healer. So I've been sharing massages and energy healing and clearing for 37 years. So I'm very committed in helping people to heal themselves naturally. That's what I share across the country every year. And I have been sharing that everyone is designed to heal themselves, every human being, and that's the animal. And so what happens is we forget. So what you want to do is you want to start bringing in situations that are going to help you to remember how to heal yourself. And so this patch came to me from my chiropractor here in L.A. and my friends and clients that I've had for over 10 years. And I didn't see them during COVID. And when I saw them, they all looked younger and healthier. And they handed me this patch, this X39 stem cell activation patch. And I put it in my finger, and it was like it turned a switch of light back on in my body. And I teach Qigong. I teach people how to move energy. And so that's how we started with it. And we ended up driving to Colorado for 25 hours and had no pains or aches in our bodies. So now, 3.5 years forward, I do a Healy tour across the East Coast and West Coast every year. I put on 40,000 miles, and I have no pain in my body. And I can't say that 4 years ago. So what I find is that I'm looking younger. I'm feeling healthier. I have every time I come out in the last 3 years, everyone's telling me, hey, what are you doing? You look younger every time you come. And I'm like, well, several things. I'm kind of about learning how to and continue to stack your hacks, meaning that you should be meditating. You should be bringing in nutritional supplements. You got to be eating minerals. You should be drinking half your weight in water every day to stay minimally healthy and at your optimum level of sharing what you're here to do. And I believe every person's here to co-create heaven here on earth exactly as you have imagined, dreamed of, hoped for. And so I'm about helping people remember, first, they are divine and perfect as is. Second, they've done it all perfectly. Third is they are designed to heal themselves. So the bigger the breath, the more water, the more your body goes, oh, we've got this. And so this patch now, fast forward, I have over probably 40 people I have helped start these patches. And you can get them for retail for $150 for a month supply. But if they call you, they can get them for wholesale price. So, and it's kind of important because we want to help each person dial in. So you would ask me about the patches and Eon. So X39 and the Eon is a patch that is going to activate and clear your inflammation that's going on in your body. Now, the X39 does also, but if you're putting on the Eon first, it's clearing all that inflammation. Then the stem cells can go pluripotent. That means youthful. And that means heal every cell that needs healing and flush it out naturally, calmly, peacefully. And so that's that. The X49 is for people who train. They want to optimize their body. And so that lean muscle, that increase in respiratory with the X49 and the X39 helps your body then recover. You don't get lactic acid with these two patches and the Eon. So that's just a quick bit about what's going on.
Yeah, I'm really interested in how it increases your respiratory function. Just, I understand you put the patches on, the stem cells get activated by heat and light that the body does. But what I'd like to understand better is how it improves your oxygen intake in your lungs. So that's, to me, that's really important.
Yeah, that you'd have to look up at startx39now.com. That's our information website, and it's really detailed. You can go through and dive in there and find out so much about how your body functions and heals itself and energizes itself. That it's kind of a fun little website just to check out.
Yeah, they have a what to expect section where it talks about how 4,000 genes begin to reset, how you're feeling within the first few days, within 4 weeks, within 6 weeks. It talks about brain balancing. Your collagen is increased, your reduced heart rate, and within 6 months, and, you know, regeneration is noticeable. So it's proven. There's a clinical trial on it. And Godfrey's a living rep. You know, I saw him yesterday, and his hair was dark. It was unbelievable. So it's a lot darker than it used to be with the white
hair. And fuller. So that's what collagen does. So this patch has been doing so many different things that it's just amazing. It's kind of how I said was supposed to happen. Everyone's supposed to heal themselves. And so this turning on this light in your body helps your body to do what it needs to do. Darken your hair, thicken your hair, strengthen your stem cell multiplication. It also is an incredible wound healer. But these are all things that we know nothing about. Only your stem cells do. So that's why John brought up the 4,000 genes. It literally just starts rewriting the healing for your body. And so you have to use it for that 12 hours on and 12 hours off, because if you wear that patch for 24 hours, your body's going to go, oh, it's always light. I don't really need to do anything anymore. But you're trying to stimulate your stem cells to reactivate and heal your body naturally. And so 12 hours on is like turning the light on. Then 12 hours off is when it rejuvenates and multiplies and does the work. So if it's always on, we find that it doesn't work as effective. So that 12 hours on, 12 hours off wakes your body up to do what it's supposed to do naturally.
Yeah, it's sort of going through, it's phasing in and phasing out from application and rest and recovery.
Right.
But do you have any testimonies on someone who specifically used it for sleep benefits?
Oh, yeah. I just had a person 4 nights ago. I worked on her, and she hadn't had a good night's sleep forever. And she put the patch on, called me up, said, oh, my God, I just slept like I've never slept before. And I feel so rejuvenated. Just that alone. You putting that X39 on is all of a sudden going to help you have a restorative sleep. But you also will have more vivid dreams, just for your
Well, that's a good thing. That's actually a really good thing, yeah.
Yeah,
it really is. It's exciting.
Yeah, I was at the Biomed Expo, and there was a distributor for LifeWave there, and they put the Eon and the X39 on the front of my chest and on the back of my neck and told me to wear it for 2 hours. They said I could even shower with them on.
Yes, you can. I swim 25 minutes in jacuzzi for 15, and the patches stay on. So it's a way of life. You want to, if you have any issues in your body that you know about, if you want to start the process, I always recommend every decade you are alive, give it a month. Got to give your body time to start getting to do all its work is supposed to do, because at 30 our stem cells start going dormant, almost half, and then by the time we're 60 we've got maybe 20%. That's kind of why kids can heal themselves immediately. Adults are like, oh god, it's taking so long to fix this situation, because of their stem cells not functioning as efficiently. Personally, I think it's actually the diet. I think there's no nutrition in our body. So we always invite people to add supplements that are mineral and help their body heal itself.
Now, in your experience with your clients, have you seen any of your clients that have gone on, like, say, a 2-day, 3-day fast and used the X39 synergistically with it and see a more enhanced stimulation
Absolutely.
Of new stem cells?
I do that myself. I have, and when you're just emptying your body out, your system functions more efficiently. I do probably 22-day fast. I've done 120-day fast, and you can feel the difference. It's like night and day. But that's because you're making a very focused choice to let go of the past as being more important than just being present in loving yourself, honoring yourself, cherishing yourself, taking care of yourself. Those are all vital.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle.
When you did that 100-day fast, was that water only?
That was the master cleanse. That was the maple syrup, the cayenne pepper, and lemon.
Right.
And you did that for 100 days, is that right?
I've done it for 120. I've been doing fast intermittently, probably on the quarters forever, just to make sure I'm cleaning my body out and opening it up to the infinite possibilities of connecting with the earth and the sun with my breath. So that's why I teach Qigong. So here on my healing tour in LA, and I've been here a month and I've done over 150 healings for people, watching them turn their lives around with their breath. And so it's fun.
Are you going to be doing the healing tours in Sedona?
Oh, yeah. So every spring and fall, I'm taking an empowering weekend in Sedona. So during that time, it's a very powerful time. And so in the vortexes, I can help people learn or feel or experience moving energy consciously. We're all literally called light. And that this is the center of the earth, molten lava, and the sun. That means you actually have a source of energy way more than the drama or trauma or the pain or the suffering or the anger or the rage or fury you're feeling around you or maybe within you. All that's supposed to be used, seen, thanked, forgiven, loved, and then loving themselves, breathe in the wisdom of it, and literally let it go. And then breathe back the sun, the earth, through you from unconditional love. So that's kind of my healing modality that I do. But every spring and fall, we take anywhere from 5 to 25 people to Sedona to remember how to heal themselves consciously. You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other questions do you have?
I have plenty of questions. I was just being polite and see if anyone else.
No,
did.
Go for it. Let's rock it.
Yeah. The thing on as far as inflammation, like say someone had a herniated disc, where, and say it was on their lumbar region, how many patches would you apply, and how long do you think it would take to cure pain?
I only just do one patch of each kind a day because it's more than enough. You got to give your body time to do its work. And this is, you know, a wellness program. This is not guaranteed that happens to you. But I have had stories. I haven't had or heard any with the hernia yet, but I had a woman who had a broken neck. She was in bed for 2 years, couldn't get out, had the cholera on her, and she started using the patches in 2.5 weeks. She had the cholera, and she was up out of bed driving. 2.5 weeks. Now I had my partner and her aunt, we go visit them every year. She has a bad back, and she was scheduled for a surgery, a neural surgery. And we didn't even tell her what the patch was. We went to visit her and said, hey, Auntie, just put this on, but you got to drink more water. And within 2.5 hours, we watched her pull a heating patch. She couldn't even get up to give her a hug. She was in so much pain. And then went, drank the water, went back in 2.5 hours. She goes, it's gone. I'm like, what, Annie? What's gone? She goes, my pain in back in my back is completely gone. Well, what level was it before, you know, you had this patch? Like 11 out of 10? It was horrible. And so now 2 years later, she's free of pain still. And then she has a daughter who had MS. I'm like, oh, Annie, you've got to get this people. So sometimes these patches can help people clear MS. And I know for a fact that she finally, about a month or two later, gave it to you. So like a year and a half, her MS symptoms are gone. But this is going to be different with every human being. It's an inside job. So you have to do the work to help your body heal itself. That means you got to face everything. You got to thank everything. You got to forgive everything. You don't agree with it, but you have to choose to breathe in its wisdom, and let the people, the events, the emotions, and the story go with love. And then you have to fill in that space with love. And that's your Psi. Your Psi is a quick way to get your higher brain engaged with healing yourself consciously. And that's what I share with my universe. And I do healings over the phone and Zoom. So people all across the country call me, and I remind them how to heal themselves consciously and playfully and prayerfully and lovingly.
You know, on the energy level, and using the X39, how have you seen that improve people's energy levels?
Oh my gosh,
it's huge!
Well, first, you're going to have a better sleep. Secondly, you're going to feel better about yourself because your stem cells are doing what they're supposed to do. They're creating the energy for you to be energized and heal yourself. I can remember the first time I did Qigong, as I've been teaching Qigong for over 35 years. I remember the first week, literally, like, oh my God, I'm feeling so much more. And it was exciting.
Yeah, because on the energy question, I'm reading here that it says that it helps create organ balance. Could you define that, what that means, organ balance?
You see, only your stem cells know how to bring balance to your body. So anything, everything that we do, only your stem cells know. So if we can wake up your stem cells to do the house cleaning, clearing out, or to make the cells around it youthful or healthy, then it's an unlimited potential. That's why now, 3.5 years, everyone's like, once you fix something, I had gotten hit by a car on my left shoulder, and I couldn't raise my arm over my head for like 3 years. And my partner and I are both healers. We work on each other 3 times a week. We put this patch on. I tell you, it was, 11 days. I woke up without even moving an inch. And I even woke up and said, it's gone. She's like, what do you mean? The pain in the shoulder, and I had full mobility. So it's different for every person. But I kind of let everyone know, what if? What if you did heal yourself? Would it be worth it?
How can this thing?
It's worth it.
Well, I'm going to ask this: How effective is this at post-surgery recuperation?
Well, that's another thing. So when your GHK copper peptide increases, it starts healing the scars from all your surgeries naturally.
Even after, say, a year.
Yeah.
You should see my scar. I had a hernia December 4th, and my scar under my belly button is nearly gone away. It's unbelievable. And all I've been doing is using the X39. I can show it to you. I'm going to take a picture.
So it actually gets rid of the scar tissue then?
Yes, it absolves it and brings. So that's the collagen and the stem cell, the both of them working together. They've kind of been in the dark for so long in our bodies. And then you add emotions and all that, then it's just kind of, oh, no, I'm going to give up. Well, all of a sudden, when you turn that light on with this patch, your body's like, oh, yeah, I'm back online. Let's do this. Let's heal this body, mind, and soul. So that's what you notice.
Yeah, you can see some pictures on the startx39now.com site where somebody, a little boy, I think, cut his finger off, and other people had scars. One person had a snowboarding accident, and within like three days, and these are all we have Zoom calls weekly and patching podcasts, and we weekly have these people, and they're just people like I haven't done one yet, but they're just normal people we know. There's a woman that was on there. You can see her hair has grown dramatically, and the changes in her body with her fast growing cells is just incredible. So
John
people
stares
would,
me down every time he's with me, like, dude, that hair is brown again and thick.
Yeah, and you're seeing it and on the testimonials. So they have thousands of testimonials, and these pictures are actual people that have done the testimonials that have, you know, signed up and are using the product, and some people for just a few months, and some people, you know, 6 months or 2 years, and it's incredible when you go to the conventions and you hear the stories. It's
so young.
Oh yeah, you get tears in your eyes. I watch these stories weekly, and I'm just crying. I mean, it's unbelievable how people are self healing and demanding their life back, you know, and
yeah.
How empowered are you by, you know, being able to heal yourself and go to the store? My mother, she has been walking so much better. She's been on it for about a year, and it's surprising, like, the difference for an older person to walk around. Or one of my clients, I watch her get up and out of the chair. She's 85 years old, and she's getting up, and she's, you know, stronger, and I can see that her balance is better. So over time,
using them, John, for like a year, right?
Yeah, and over time, yeah, you see the improvement. My mom even said, you know, wow, I can go back to sleep now. I didn't think it was working, but now she's been on it for about 7 months and 8 months, and she was just telling me the other day, like, oh, my God, my mobility, I'm walking up the stairs. And, you know, they wanted to do a neck surgery and stuff, but she's, you know, she's supposedly doing, you know, surprisingly is what I meant to say, much,
right.
Much better.
That's great, John. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, Godfrey,
I was going to ask
you again on the synergistic combination of the X39, the X49, and using them synergistically with things like collagen that you drink, like the Vita protein. Say you drink that collagen and you use the stem cells, or you put the stem cell X39 patches on and you went grounding every day for so many hours. How would that create a synergistic effect in more stem cell production?
It's like night and day. With the X39, X49, and the Eon combined, you're decreasing inflammation, which is what a workout. You're inflaming your muscles to get stronger. And so with that, you all of a sudden have no lactic acid with the X49, X39, and Eon. And so you're kind of excited to actually work out more, even more than you are when you're feeling what's going on. My partner was just coming back from Colorado and our healing tour. She's exhausted. And the X49 came out, and she put the X49 on when she was working out. And she had lactic acid for like 2 days before I got home. And she put that X49 on, and it just instantly disappeared. That's how efficient this right photobiomodulation is in waking your body up to do what it's supposed to do. And that's be healthy.
Has the company measured lactic acid decreases before and after application?
It's too difficult to really try and figure that out. I mean, he is constantly researching and doing double-blind tests to prove that this is continually, year after year, making your body healthier and be functioning better.
StartX39Now.com. On all these things, you can pull up the study for it. So there's over 90, you can click on, I'm looking at it now, 100+ patents you can click on. There's 90 clinical studies. There's clinical studies with the age reversals. There's, you know, all these kind of testimonials from healers and doctors, and it talks about chronic knee support and neurological issues and autoimmune issues. And there was we had a Rams football player on there last week. So, you know, it's definitely all of that information is on startx39now.com. And, you know, it's that's what people need to understand. We set it up for Wendy's so you can learn more. But people really need to understand that it's a technology, and that's what the funny part is, because you tell somebody about it, and you're like, oh, it's a little Band-Aid. It's a technology that's futuristic. And once you understand that this is called photobiomodulation, that literally has patents, and if you can imagine, I believe it was the DOJ that hired David Schmidt to invent this technology for the Navy SEALs, and then it was tested on.
Was that the DOJ or the DOD?
I am not
Navy
sure.
That was the DOD.
Yeah, and so it was tested on the Olympic swim team, and you know this technology has been you know, patented and approved and scrutinized and, you know, millions and millions of dollars put into it. So it's been available for the last since 2004. So in 2017, when he made the X39, that's the holy grail of healing, because it's helping those peptides go all over your body. So that's where it's at with the technology. And so that's what people have to understand. It's not, it's a real deal. It's a real technology system, you know?
Yeah, I think the real technology is the synergistic effect between the light energy of the human body.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's okay. What this
that's where the real
the light.
Yeah.
Now you're talking, that is, our bodies are designed to heal ourselves. This light, reflecting back, is only assisting your brilliance, your incredible light body.
So the real technology is the human body. But I was going to say here, I'm reading a comment by David Schmidt himself, the inventor of LifeWave. He says that after 6 to 12 months, the vascular age of the average person is 8 years younger.
Younger.
After that.
It's a study.
My question would be, if someone is wearing a pacemaker, is there any negative effects of using these patches?
No,
my client, I'm a hairstylist, and my client, he has a pacemaker. He's been on it for about 6 months. He does both, because he's a jazz guitarist, and he does much, you know, arthritis, because he's 80 years old and he plays jazz. I just filmed him up in Bel Air playing at a party, and it's dramatically helped him. And he was another one, because he's older and it takes a certain amount of time, but he's been on it the same amount of time as my mother, and I've seen the improvement. And we were talking last week, and he did mention, yeah, there's been an improvement with the pain. And I think also, people are always, when you mentioned earlier, Mark, about taking other supplements, you know, when you were 20 years old, you weren't taking other supplements. You maybe started to go buy some eye cream or get a facial. So, you know, we're trying to promote self-healing, you know, so that's what this is doing. You're self-healing. So over a period of time, there's clinical studies that prove that you're actually regressing in age and your body's getting brain balancing. There's a study right there on the site. You can go directly and find these studies.
I'm just interested, when he says lowered their vascular age by an average of 8 years, that's huge. But I would say, what is it? Is it improving endothelial function? Is it improving red blood cell count?
Go check the study. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And you can check all those studies. But that's the thing.
That's a pretty amazing statement, you know. And, you know, and I don't disagree with it, you know, because I'm not an allopathically inclined person at all. But, you know, I just like to know how it creates that youthful heart. Because, you know, out of all our muscles, our heart's working 24/7.
Exactly. Everything works 24/7. It's like, that's the beauty and the amazing thing about our body. It is automatically doing this, but if we can bring some more light in and help it go easier, that's why I love it. And I, you know, I've never felt better at 62, which I always thought I would, but now I'm actually feeling it.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Since you both have been on it for several months now,
three and a half years for me.
Okay, for you, well, that's more than several months. For you and John, what is your experience within 2 minutes of waking up?
Feeling pain.
Do you feel loose and limber and ready to roll?
Yeah.
I'm feeling much better, but I got to tell you, I'm a drummer all my life, so I'm also a hairstylist. So if you can imagine, I stand on a concrete floor, you know, for 10 hours or 8 hours, and then my arms are out and you're leaning forward, bending over them, washing their hair, And it's a brutal job. And my neck from the drumming and motorcycle over time is getting healed. And so I've noticed that I used to drum and have my son put a towel under the neck, and kind of the chiropractors do something called traction. They put you on a thing and it pulls your neck and it reduces the, you know, it helps stretch it out and organize you, I think. And I would have my son do that to me. And now I haven't had him do that. I mean, it feels like somebody hit me on the back of the neck with a baseball bat after drumming a show and stuff, if you've seen me play. And I haven't had that. And over time, I wake up and I might feel a little tension in my back, but as soon as I put the patch on, within 10 minutes, it's going away. So at my worst, after playing a concert or something, I might, maybe 80% of the tension has gone away, you know, the next
Gottfried,
day.
Gottfried, how about you, Gottfried?
When I wake up, it's like never before. I don't wake up going, ugh. 4 years ago, I would wake up and go, oh, my God, and just groan. And now, and I'm on the road, I do anywhere from 5 to 11 massages a day. And I wake up.
For 30 or 60 minutes, 30 or 60-minute massages, because they're a big difference.
60 minutes, of course.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. And I have to say, I have no aches and pains for the first time in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. But this is, I am committed to feeling better and assisting. I mean, it's the first time I've ever meditated with my stem cells. Never even crossed my mind in all the healings I've done. Now I'm like going, hey, I am inviting my stem cells to awake and heal my body exactly as I need. And I'm going to thank those stem cells. And I've done that every day for 3.5 years. Who knows if it's that intention with the light being turned on that can do anything. We've had amazing stories of people who cleared everything that they needed to clear, and they still wear it because there's more. You don't really know what's going on in your body. So if you can get that light to turn on and do what your body's designed to do, all of a sudden life gets more wonderful.
Yeah. Have you had any testimonies where people saw an increase in testosterone?
Yes, I have.
Man or woman or both?
Man. But that's as far as
I've heard it from my client, a female. A female talked about how it greatly improved her balancing her hormones. And
Yeah,
because I met a doctor at the Biomed conference. He is a practitioner. He practices in Michigan. But I haven't got the product yet, but he swears in 3 days his product will boost your testosterone by using it topically on the inner thigh. And I'm just going, come on, dude. I go, don't bullshit me. 3 days? Come on. Right? He goes, nah. He goes, I'm serious. So I'm going to try that. And if I have the X39 on too and I see myself turn into Superman, then I'll join the show. Then I'll do my own show on the X39.
That's what we're playing for.
Your body heals itself, man. You need to really stay with healing your body and letting your body. That's the thing. Everybody's buying all these supplements and they're not going inside. You know, you need to go inside instead of reaching on the exterior. Go inside, praying, meditating daily, eating properly. You know, that's where it's at.
There's a synergy. Whether it's supplements or food or water or sunshine or grounding or the X39, there's a synergy between all of these things.
Right.
And the thing is, of course, to use the synergy of all the things that cost you zero, grounding, sunlight, breathing, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what this technology is. It's photobiomodulation.
Yeah, well, that creates... That energy creates the light. That enhances the light. So then it magnifies when you have the X39 on because you're magnifying the light inside you between all these different actions and all these different things that you do. Saying hello, kissing someone, hugging someone, all of those things are increasing the human light within us. Prayer, meditation, increasing the light. So what I'm asking is, what would you consider the optimal synergy and methodology that costs you nothing to use hand in hand with the X39, the X49, and the Eon patches.
Your breath.
Meditation and breath.
Yeah. So you breathe really in your the breath. Wisdom and the love for yourself and everyone. And the exhale, you're letting go of the emotion attached, the people attached, the event attached to it, and even the story attached to it. So you're kind of like letting go of 4/5 of the bulk. And then that next breath in is your will, your choice. That would be unconditional love. That means you are divine and perfect as is now, not someday. And you have always been perfect and divine as
right
is, because there is
right
only one of you right now. So your sighs letting everybody know, I can let go of that judgment I just had, or that person who said this. I can let that go. Come back to the next breath is love, unconditional love. Only you can do that. Personally, I share now with everyone that all healing is an inside job. That's why I like these patches. The closest to what I share with my work is that you and only you can heal yourself. So the sigh of relief is helping your body know, yeah, I got this.
Yeah,
and I may add some stacks, you know, like the patches and nutrition and good food and lots of water and the breath. 5 things that are simple. But the most powerful is your sigh. The longer the sigh, the quicker you come to the wisdom you're sitting around thinking about. And all of us are sitting around thinking, and when we do that, we forget to breathe. This isn't a right or wrong thing. It's conditioning. So the more you breathe in the wisdom and love from every event and let go of the people, the events, the emotions, and the story, all of a sudden you're making room for more love or more light or more peace or more joy or more gratitude.
Just so you know,
you become a human being. You're a human being, not a human doing, you know, and that's really
worth it. I would add to that synergy that we just mentioned, that whole copulation, I would add to the top of the list prayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
your intention
energy that comes out of prayer magnifies everything more powerfully than even scalar. And I'm sure you guys know
scalar.
Hey, do you mind before the commercial comes in, if I just... once again, mention the website to look up these products is startx39now.com. Again, that's startx39now.com. And to also order the product, you can go to lifewave.com, Windy Granada Forum. That's lifewave.com/ Windy Granada Forum, and you can look at the packages and learn more about the new facial products we have with GHK copper peptide in it. It's a, you know, so there's a lot of great information you can look at.
Hey, we want to thank you guys. We're gonna have you back in a couple of weeks. I think we're
all right,
going on it myself, send something next, and then we'll get back to you in a couple of weeks, tell you how we feel all over again. So
Hold on.
Thank you so much
for
today. God
bless
you, John.
Yes. Blessings. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you, Wendy. Much light and love for your day. Thank you, everybody. You're wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Have miracle healing dreams.
Nick, are you see you tonight?
Yep.
Okay,
can we give out your email, Godfrey? To the
madness. We're already off the air.
But
a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factus that pushes constitutional concepts.
Yeah.
The place and the time are the same. Another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.Radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
That's radio patched in, folks. Coming up in about 2 minutes.
Tune in to the Family Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Radio, it's brilliant. Check it out. Oh, the promos are bloody awful. They really are.